Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
So Elijah, right, has done these incredible things. God has worked mighty miracles in the life of Elijah. We have seen, right, even raising a boy from the dead, right? Isn't that wild that sort of thing happened? We saw him defeat the god of Baal, the false god of Baal, right? Just incredibly powerful and amazing things in the life of Elijah. And then we saw Elijah get scared, right? And we saw him run. And when we finished last night, we saw him kind of hiding underneath a bush, right? Kind of saying, God, I just can't do this anymore. I just can't do this anymore. So today we're going to finish it up and see what happens after this. And it's an incredible, mighty thing that God does. So in chapter 19, go ahead and read it with me as I go through here. I'm actually going to start a little bit in 9, but it says, "And the word of the Lord came to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" And this is Elijah's response in verse 10 to God. "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." This is incredible, all right? You ready for this? "Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper." In some Bibles it says, "a still small voice." When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu son of Nimshi king over Israel, and anoint Elisha son of Shaphat and Abel Meholah to succeed you as prophet." And then he goes on and basically says, "All of those enemies of yours who are trying to chase you down, I'm going to take care of that." All right? But this is what I want you to focus on today. All right, as we kind of finish this story about Elijah. When Elijah was scared, when he was frustrated, when he felt alone, as if there's no hope, God showed up in the perfect way to him, in the perfect way. Right? You'd think, well, maybe this would be the great time for God to show up, right? In a big windstorm all over the place, and be like, surely that's God. But was that God? No. And you're like, oh, maybe Elijah needs for God to show up as an earthquake, like shaking everything and all the rocks going everywhere. Is that how Elijah needed God to show up in that moment? No, it wasn't. All right? Well, then, if it's not those two, maybe it's fire, right? Just a burning flame. Then everyone will know that God is God. Is that how Elijah needed God to show up in that moment? No, it wasn't. How did Elijah need God to show up in that moment? A still, quiet, reassuring word from God. That's the kind of voice that God loves to speak to his children. A nice, calm, small whisper in the midst of a storm that says, you know what? I've got you. I've got you. Isn't that reassuring? Doesn't that feel good when the God of the universe is big and is powerful, able to defeat mighty foes, able to conquer enemies, right? Wants to meet with you in a still, quiet voice and let you know, hey, I got you. You're mine. You're my child. I'm going to take care of this. You can trust me to get this done. Okay? I also love another thing that I kind of stumbled across as I was looking at this passage. You know, sometimes we think that the biggest thing in the world needs to be done in order for everybody to hear about Jesus. Right? Maybe we need to go out and be the greatest superhero for Jesus ever that's ever been seen. Maybe we need to be Bible Man. Have you ever seen Bible Man? Yeah.
Bible Man.
Bible Man. That's right. Or maybe we need to be, what is that? Larry Boy? Larry Boy! And then everyone will come to know Jesus as their Lord. But God reminds us that it's His small, quiet work in our hearts and in the hearts of others that really turns us towards Him. And you know what? We have an opportunity now that Elijah didn't. You know what we have? We have the Bible. Now, question for you. Are your cabin staff or your cabin leaders going back to your home with you? You don't think so? No? Am I going back to your home with you to give you a chapel session in the morning and the evening for the rest of the summer? Whew! All right, good. I was just checking, right? It'd be kind of hard for me to be everywhere all at once, right? And then what about my family? No, you aren't going to bring us home with you, but you know what you can bring home with you? You can bring God, you can bring the Bible with you. And as you continue to read and study the Bible and pray, God can continue to do that work of speaking into your heart and giving you courage and giving you faith so that you can learn to love and to live in Him all the days of your life. Isn't that encouraging? Yeah? Now, the rest of Elijah's life continues to be amazing. In fact, he's one of two people, are you ready for this, who got to go up to heaven straight from earth. Isn't that wild? There's a guy named Enoch and a guy named Elijah. Exactly. Isn't that crazy? But God did that for Elijah. He was such a faithful man. And I encourage you to be faithful boys and girls and faithful men and women, all right? I guarantee there's going to be some missionaries and pastors and Bible school teachers and doctors and people who are going to live for the Lord in whatever capacity God calls them to live in this room right now, right? I look forward to seeing what God's going to do with you guys, just like He did with Elijah. All right? Have you had a good week?
Yeah.
Has God been good?
Yeah.
All right. Then let's take Him home with us and continue to study His Word and continue to walk with Him just like Elijah walked with Him. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your Word. I thank You that in a stormy world with earthquakes, fires, and winds, You still speak in a still, quiet voice, reminding us that You love us, reminding us that You're in charge, that You've got this, no matter how many enemies may be about, no matter how frustrating and difficult times can get, You're still in charge. What a great reminder in the life of Elijah. Continue to speak over all of these kids' lives. Continue to bless them and nourish them and strengthen them for all of their days. May they be a generation, Lord, that speaks Your truth We just thank you for what you're going to do, not just through this week, but through a lifetime in these kids. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.